Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It is good to greet you in the mighty name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was good to be away for a few days and worship at another church down in Amish country in Holmes County last week, and it's great to be back with you this morning. But I enjoyed vacation so much that I am going again. Jack, I heard Jack Spots already commented on preachers being gone on vacation. See, everything you say gets back to me. Yeah. But we had a great time, and it was good to worship in with another group and learn from them and also be here this Sunday. But this Thursday, you're not my wife. She's out there. It was just natural. Sorry. Thursday, we're going down to spend some time with Amy and some of her friends, and then we will be at a state park in Indiana and coming home next Wednesday. So you will have guest speakers once again this next Sunday from Crossroad Child and Family Services in Fort Wayne. Kyle Zanker has been here several times over the last 25 years or so, and Liz will be here with her, so you will have a tandem sharing next Sunday's message. Linda Hare will be the worship host and the worship leader, so she'll keep you in line just as David did last Sunday, we hope. This is the first Sunday of July, so change for the mission of month. It is Shepherd Circle for the month of July, and Nancy Roop will be here next Sunday to share up-to-date information about that ministry. Couple of announcements to share. We are 2 weeks away from this year's Vacation Bible School here at St. John's, to Mars and beyond. And there are sign-up sheets on the bulletin board outside the chapel of all the various supplies they need for the week, crafts and snacks. So sign up as you are able. They also have a little pad of post-it notes down there so you can write down what you're volunteering to bring. In addition to what's on the list, they are looking for newspapers and white Christmas lights. And if you want your white Christmas lights back, they ask you to put your names on them. Okay, so be aware of that. Looking ahead for the December GIF Gals outing, they are going to a show in Shipshewana, the Texas Tenors Christmas Show. And as of yesterday, last evening, they had 4 seats available. I know that one person signed up at 8 o'clock, so maybe there are 3. But if you want to go, those seats are being held through noon tomorrow. So talk with Gloria Lauber before noon tomorrow if you want to be a part of that trip. I think that's it. There are a couple of other announcements for you to be aware of on page 5 in your bulletin. As we open for our time of worship with Psalm 48 this morning, we are going to read verses 9 through 14. And the title of the psalm shares that it's a song, it's a psalm of the sons of Korah. And the sons of Korah are the Levitical choir appointed by King David. So I am prepared to lead you in singing this Psalm 48 because you are the Levitical choir for the morning. But I'm not necessarily a song leader, so I am just going to read it, but you can pretend like you are singing these words. These words are a song of praise. They are singing of the glorious presence and the steadfast security of the Lord. So Psalm 48, verses 9 through 14. As we have heard, so have we seen. I'm going to start at verse 9 now. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her, count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Let's pray. Lord God, we've come into this time to gather to worship you, to praise you for your unfailing love, to praise you for your hand of righteousness, to praise you for your just judgments, and to praise you for being our guide throughout time. Bless our worship through the presence of your Holy Spirit as we meditate upon your unfailing love. In Christ we pray. Amen. With these verses of Psalm 48 in our mind as they praise God, may the music of our prelude, your love, O Lord, continue to prepare our hearts and our minds as we worship together this morning.
I invite you to rise as you're able. In recognition of God's blessing on our country and looking forward to further blessings, we can join together in number 570, a responsive reading, followed by selected verses from the next three patriotic hymns. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people.
I recently read a written testimony of a pastor who received his first call to serve as a pastor of a church in the year 1967. 1967 and the years that followed. History shares those were days of the Vietnam War, racial unrest, Woodstock, the sexual revolution, a growing drug culture, and student demonstrations on college campuses. In writing about those times of 50 years ago, and thinking of today's time in our nation, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9 was referenced. Ecclesiastes 1 9. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. In the final chapter of Ecclesiastes, the author offers thoughts of conclusion. First, remember your Creator before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I will find no pleasure in them. The challenge is to remember your Creator. And then secondly, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of humankind. On this July 4th, as Americans remember the history of the American nation, I invite you into a time of reflection as we watch and listen to Remember, a dramatic video using taps as the musical background. The traditional words of taps include, day is done, gone the sun, from the lake, from the hill, from the sky. All is well, safely rest. God is nigh. Let us remember the 4th of July in the assurance of God's presence. One of my grandfathers is buried in the National Cemetery on Long Island, and Lynn and I were able to visit that cemetery a few years ago, and it was an awe-inspiring time to be there at my grandfather's grave and to look at his stone amongst thousands of stone, of those white marble stones, and to remember the sacrifices that many have made that we would enjoy living in this country. If you want to see that video again, that is from Right Now Media, and you can connect online if you haven't done that yet or need help with that, let me know. Some of the detail that might not have shown up on the screen is at one point there is a little robin that rests upon one of the stone. It was a live video, and I thought about just having that loop for a while, but you can watch that on your own as well. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, you can see the list of concerns on the back of the bulletin to be praying for Paige Miller and her father and family upon the death of her mother, Doris Copeland, to realize that she died at the age of 100, and Paige's father survives. He is also at the age of 100. That Brendan Bosselman has been deployed to Iraq. Ben Buehr was finally discharged from the hospital. He came close a few times, but then was kept there and had follow-up surgery, and he is in much less pain. And Teresa Mann continues to recover from her knee replacement surgery, and that's going well. In addition, I offer two others. Sharon Von Dalen was admitted to Parkview Hospital on Thursday due to another intestinal blockage. So please be praying for Sharon. And Wayne Spies will be having hip replacement surgery on Tuesday, correcting an issue from a previous surgery when Wayne had fallen. So they're going back in. So please be praying for Wayne and the rest of the family. Let's bow before our Lord. Gracious Lord God, in this time of worship, in this time of prayer, we remember. We remember you as our creator, the author and giver of life. We remember you as our redeemer, knowing that we are human, that even though we believe and we have faith and we trust in you and we seek to follow, we commit sin. And so we thank you for being our redeemer. And we remember you, O God, as our sustainer, the power of the Holy Spirit upon our confession of Jesus Christ as Lord, upon our baptism. We are sustained through the presence and the guidance, the counsel of the Holy Spirit. And as we remember you in this time of worship on this 4th of July, we remember the nation in which we live. We remember how so many can focus in on the fireworks and the display and the picnics, including ourselves, and we can forget the sacrifice, the blood, sweat, and tears sacrificed for the creation and the sustaining of this nation. And Lord, through the wisdom of Ecclesiastes, that though we think today is so different, what is happening now has happened before. And as we remember you, you continue to love us. You continue to be with us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we pray that your grace and mercy would abound even more, that our hearts, our lives would be drawn to you, to make this nation even more faithful to you. Through your power, we pray. And Lord, we thank you for blessing this time of prayer. We pray your blessing upon those we pray for, those that we are thinking of. Lord, as Paige and her father and the rest of the family and friends mourn Doris's loss, her death, Lord, we pray for your blessing of peace. And we thank you for Doris's faith over the years. We thank you for her love of Jesus and her family's love of Jesus that will comfort and console. Lord, we pray for Brendan as he has been deployed once again. We pray that forces, the military forces serving overseas, would be agents of peace and change. And we pray that you would be a blessing of peace and hope upon his wife and upon his family awaiting his return. Lord, we continue to pray for Ben and Sue, thankful that Ben is back home. And Lord, we pray that as the days and the weeks of rehab and recovery go, we pray that your blessing would be upon them. We're thankful that Teresa's surgery went very well. We continue to give, pray for a spirit of perseverance and patience as she goes through this time of rehabilitation. Lord, we continue to pray for Bryce and for Chloe and for Tracy. We lift up to you Sharon, who is hospitalized once again. We pray for her healing and for her peace. And Lord, we pray for Wayne as he faces surgery once again at the age of 96. Lord, we trust in you, and we give Wayne his physical care and his spiritual care continually into your hands. And we pray that you would bless him with healing and bless him and his family with peace as they await that time and then go through that time of recovery. Lord, you know that Lifelight helicopter landed in our neighborhood, my neighborhood, just yesterday. Lord, we thank you for those first responders that are always present. We thank you for the medical people that are there to receive us when we need care. And we pray for that person that was injured yesterday. We pray for their recovery and for their health. And Lord, in this time of worship, as we focus in on the words of Scripture, as we sing songs of praise, Lord, open our hearts that we might be open to your leading as we pray for you to send us forth. Lord, join us together in the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite children to come to the steps for a children's message this morning. We're coming this way. What am I holding? Do you know?
A car.
And a track. Do you know how they work? Do you have these at home? Can you make that work for me? You better be careful, Riley. Let's do this. Let's set it down. I'll hold this, and you pull that blue thing all the way back, and then lift up. Ooh, there you go. Now back up. Watch out. You know what to do with that blue lever?
Whoop.
We're going to go now before Riley. There you go. Push it. Wow.
We have this at home.
You have this at home? I was hoping that you would know how to work that. But sometimes that rubber band can be pretty hard to pull back.
Yeah.
Can you do this too, Finn? Oh, you even see Riley's still going to want to get hit. There, what a good big brother. It launches. Can you get that car for me? Wow, it worked.
I can't do it.
You can't do it? Well, maybe you can take this home and practice later. Okay? For those of you that don't know, this is a Hot Wheel car launcher, okay? So there's a rubber band on this blue lever. You pull it back, lift it up, and it's ready to go. You put the car in there in the correct direction, and it flies. Do you think you can catch this? Never send it at anybody directly, and off it goes. Think you can get that for me? Whew. Thank you. So this is a Hot Wheel car. You disappeared on me. This is a Hot Wheel car launcher. You want to hold that for me?
Yeah.
All right. It is meant to send this car down a track. We only have one small section of track, but normally there will be lots of track that would go on. So when you launch the car, it can go straight or do a loop, all kinds of things with this launcher. Okay? Now, I share this as an idea as we think about what Jesus is teaching in the Gospel of Mark chapter 6. Jesus is launching the disciples, not with a car launcher. He just is sending the 12 disciples out. He wants them to go and talk to other people about the faith, about the Bible. And so he's launching them and sending them out. But they're not following a track. Sometimes when you come to a house and you're going to talk to that person, you don't know what that person already believes or already knows. And so it's not necessarily fully guided, and we have to trust that the Holy Spirit is going to give us the words to say. But the people that Jesus sent out, those 12, he sent them out, and do you know what they did?
And that guide is goes way down.
Exactly. It gets bumps. That's right. Well, those people that Jesus wanted to go, he sent them out, they went. And that's the key thing. When you push this thing down here, that car goes. When Jesus says go, we have to follow. And we have to be able to talk with people about our faith, about our belief in Jesus. And as you continue to grow, your parents and your family and your church family will continue to teach you about some of the things that we can say. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these four young boys as a part of our congregation. Lord, we continue to pray your blessing upon them as they grow and learn, as you use them to share the good news of Christ. Amen. Oh, I forgot something, didn't I, David? There's one for you. There's one for you. There's one for you. Hang on a second. Nope, I only have three colors, so don't get yours mixed up. This is a ring compass, okay? It doesn't really work. If you try to use that to get back to your house, you'll get lost. But as you look at it, it is that compass to remind us that the Holy Spirit is with us as we go out, okay? So you got rings, you got the car, and you can take this and add it to your collection at home. All right? Thanks for coming up. You now may return to your seats, unless you want to lead the next song. Come on, Riley. Ready? Ooh.
Please rise as you're able. Our sermon hymn is number 25, Immortal, Invisible, as we consider some of the great aspects of our God. Please be seated.